Four Women, One Podcast, and a hard stack of romance novels. Welcome to the Kinky Ladies Book Club. My name is Deonta. I am here today with my kinky friends, Nicole.
Hello.
Amanda.
Hi.
And Kayla.
Oh, hello.
And today we are reading Treble by Rilzy Adams. We have read some of Rilzy's work before at the beginning of this season, and so we are now returning to a new story. Treble, consisting of three parts, threefold. A spilled chai latte and a swipe to the right thrust Sadie headfirst into Hendrix's and Nova's life. Although the couple has been polyam for almost their whole relationship, they have never been interested in the same person. Until now. Hendrix and Nova are not prepared for the heady, wondrous heat of the ride the three of them take, but they know one thing for sure. Their lives will never be the same. That was this was actually a very short and sweet blurb that fits this book, which is also pretty short. Quick read, this one.
I have expected the blurb to be like longer than the book, because I feel like that happens quite a bit where we have short books, but the blurb is like an eternity.
The blurb is the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is short little sweet little book about a triad relationship, basically. You will notice when I go through the recap that there is no drama. There is zero drama in this book. Drama-free book. Amazon customer gives it two and a half stars. The book is all right. I don't particularly enjoy books written in third person, which is the reason I didn't rate this book higher. Good, short, easy story to read.
That's a dumb reason to rate the book lower.
Also, I feel like almost all books are written in the third person.
Yeah.
Do they really like books written in the second person? Because that's annoying.
Oh, that would be the worst. But also, like, when you opened that book and you realized it was not in the first person point of view, why didn't you just go, and pick something else?
Get that. I've, like, stopped reading books because I don't like the tense of things.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But, yeah, I don't know how else they were supposed to write this book.
There's a lot of perspective changes in this book, though. But, like, in, like, one of the weird, annoying way where it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah.
You know? One of those. Yeah. But still, yeah, not a valid complaint. That's a dumb complaint.
I have a 5-star from Dez292. Beyond hot, this book had me openly gasping and blushing profusely. The scenes were too hot for words, but the emotional side was also well covered, and the overall relationship made sense. First book I'm reading by this author, and will definitely be reading more.
I have a 3-star from C. Jackson Books, etc. And the review is titled "This One?" with a question mark. And it says, okay, firstly, the story was an interesting story. The couple really sounded as though they were deeply in love. I cannot picture myself in this type of dictuation. The story is inviting and engaging if you can imagine the situation and be real with the outcome. 3.85 stars.
Such a very specific amount of stars.
It is. That's why I picked that
3.85?
3.85. Yeah. And why is the title "This One?" Question mark.
This one's right. Yeah. This person has a spreadsheet. That's how they came to their specific point total, where it's like every
organized.
Plot point gets a certain amount of points.
They actually might have a spreadsheet.
Let's see, there's one that said, there's a 5-star one, and the title is from B.E. Gay. 5 stars, titled "Different." This was definitely a leak into a different world for me. Polyamory is interesting, and although I cherish monogamy, it's cool to see why some people indulge in it.
Oh.
I guess it was like a positive experience for this person to learn more about what it means to be poly, so...
Yeah, that's fair, I feel.
You know? I think it's nice they gave it a good rating, and even though it's not their cup of tea, and they're like, hey, you do you. It's kind of cool to learn about this.
This was good and sweet.
but not like, eh, you know.
There's one that's another 5-star, and like it's from Tisha, and it's all fire emojis.
That's it.
And it goes, no. Wait, it says, listen. Grizzly Adams knows what she's doing. The level of steam in this book is drool face emoji. Nova, Hendrix, and Sadie. I will be processing this for a while. Loved it. Wish it was longer.
I always like it. I like it when people put just like a bunch of emojis and then you sort of have to.
I love having to read them aloud.
Yes.
It's like panting face, panting face, flame, red cheeks. Eggplant, the peach.
Eggplant emoji.
Yes.
Water droplets.
6 water droplets right in a row. Don't forget, guys, you can rate the Kinky Ladies Book Club podcast on Apple Podcasts. Use as many emojis as you want.
Emojis only. Thank you.
Only emojis to tell us how you feel.
Everyone but the church emoji. It's the only one you're not allowed to use.
A fun game we could play. You know that game where they like, okay, describe the movie or the book title only using emojis?
Yes.
We can do that with some of these books.
I like that idea, actually.
I would encourage our listeners to leave reviews only in emojis and make us have to figure out what you're saying about our podcast via emoji. Take the challenge, listeners.
This is our second Rilsey Adams book. The other one that we read by her was the one, it was the one about the romance writer who got her groove back, which was our season opener. I really liked that one. I remember liking that one. So I went into this one very positively. I wouldn't necessarily say I was disappointed. I feel like it's very similar to that one. That it's just like very romantic, except that one had a bit more drama than this one. And this one, like that one, is very black, which is great. So we open the book on Nova getting just thoroughly plowed by Hendrix, who is her husband. So we just open with sex right away, first scene, right into it, which is great. So Hendrix and Nova are married. And Hendrix's dick game is like A+. So the marriage is going pretty well.
Love that.
Yeah. So she has, I think, 2 earth-shaking orgasms in like the first couple of pages. It's going great. Hendrix, sometimes is called Dre. And he calls Nova Novi Cat because she's a cat person. He's a dog person. And that's the thing. But they're cute. So Hendrix wants to go another round. And she's like, no. Because you're going to be late for your date with this woman. And also I'm going to be late with my date with Jax. And that's, I guess, when we find out, they have an open relationship. They're dating other people. Nova's actually going to go break up with this Jax person. So she'd rather not be late for that. Because she's getting the vibe that Jax actually isn't as down with polyamory as he pretended to be at the beginning. Like he's weird and like kind of jealous of her husband. So she's not going to drag it out any longer. So she's going to go break up with them. They still end up fucking in the shower, of course. But they get to their dates on time. We're now in chapter 2. Everything goes very quickly. There's 21 chapters and they just race right through.
I kept thinking with that one, like the amount of coordination that they must have to make sure they plan dates at like the same time. The same nights.
Like, so much work.
So much work.
In general, so much work. Whenever I read anything about either people in polyamorous relationships or people cheating on each other, I'm like, I barely can find one person that I want to have sex with. Why? How many? Like, this is too much effort. I have other stuff to do in my life. I can't just be going around dating people when I've already found someone. But I digress. So they fuck in the shower. They almost die falling, but they don't. Or that might be later in this book. Actually, I don't remember. So Hendrix goes on a date with a woman called Alexis with a U. Yes. This is their first time meeting in person. And what Hendrix does is he doesn't tell people that he's talking to on the dating apps about the poly situation because he likes to do that sort of thing in person. So she gets there immediately notices his ring and is like, what is this? Are you separated? Is she dead? Like, what is this? And he's like, no, my wife is currently on a date with her boyfriend. And she's like, what? They basically realize simultaneously, okay, so this date's not going, this is not going to be a thing. She's obviously not into it, but she sticks around so she can have a story to tell in her group chat later, which I think is fair. And we appreciate honesty.
I'd be so mad if I was her, like, and you did not, like,
tell anybody.
Yeah, you didn't, like, yeah, let me know ahead of time. Like, that's not cool, man. That's not, no, that is not the date I signed up for.
Say that shit up front.
Yeah, you made me get ready for a date and put on eyeliner and pick out clothes and get all the way there just to find out that this isn't going to work.
Nope. I feel like that's something you should be disclosing in your, like,
profile. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Yes, put it in there.
I get you want to, like, have, like, a conversation, like, in person, and, like, that's always nice to do, but with the dating apps, it's like, why are you going to waste all of that time and get someone to go on a date with you just to be like, hey, by the way, this is a stipulation?
Yeah. Your profile should say, must love dogs and be chill with polyamory.
Yeah. Done.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, so he doesn't do that. And so she's like, the fuck, dude. But she sticks around, like I said, for the tea. So next chapter, they're both home. And they both get home early because his date doesn't go anywhere. And she's, you know, she broke up with this dick bag. So, the breakup was a little bit nasty. He was just like calling her names, calling on her, blah, 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 saying she's being passed around. But she's like, it's nothing I haven't heard before. Roll it off my back. Like, I don't care. She can't be bothered by a man who isn't even able to keep his beard under control. So she's not bothered. She's not bothered. They're having a great time. And then we meet Sadie, the third person in our little trouble. Sadie's bi, and she is on a lame ass date with a man, as per usual. So this awful little man is named Carl, which is the worst name. And basically he tells her that because he tells a terrible story about how he was on a on spring break somewhere in Cabo, and they like beat up this taxi driver's car or whatever. And he's like, oh man, wild times, you know all about that because you're bi, therefore you must be a big old slut and not have any boundaries and just, and she's like, fuck you, and she gets the hell out of there, which is the right way to go. So she's talking to her best friend Lana on the phone, going through all of these shitty dates that she's been on, and then she runs smack dab into Nova and spills Nova's chai latte everywhere, and she immediately is like, shit, this woman is hot. But then she sees the wedding ring and she's like, God fucking damn it. Of course. But still, she offers to buy her this replacement chai latte. And Nova's like, how about we sit and have a little chat instead? Because you had a bad date. Tell me about the bad date. Which is not usually how encounters with strangers go. So the next chapter is just like him having a date, basically. So Nova, after she broke up with Jealous Jax, had just been on a bunch of really boring dates, and so she was planning on laying off the dating scene for a little bit, and then oops, a hot woman runs right into her. What can she do? So basically they have a date at this Starbucks that they ran into each other at, and like Nova, and they're like both artists, Sadie is a painter, Nova is an interior designer, and she lets it slip that she's an amateur photographer, she's doing like black and white portraits. She's like, my husband, every time he sees me with the cameras, like runs away because he's sort of done with modeling. And Sadie's like, I'll model for you if your husband's busy, I'll do that. So she's like, okay. So it's 3 weeks later. By this point, Nova and Sadie have had coffee three times, and Nova is insisting that these are not dates, and Hendrix is like, they sound like dates, I think you've been going on dates. And she's like, no, because I am not dating right now. And also, I don't know if she's into this whole business. I have to explain it. I don't know. So she's sort of like pussyfooting around the topic. And we get a little bit of backstory about these two. So basically, they met 10 years ago working at a Starbucks. There's a lot of Starbucks in this book.
Is this a whole big ad for Starbucks?
I feel like so. There was a lot of Starbucks in the last one we read, too.
I think she just likes Starbucks. Yeah.
I mean, go off, girl. I do, too.
Starbucks. So they met as baristas at Starbucks about 10 years ago, and they were friends for about a year until Nova invited him to her house and basically shoved her boobs in his face until he got the hint, which is always a tactic that works, I think. So Hendrix is now going to go on a date with a woman called Shari. And this is what Gross Carl called Sadie on their date. So at this point, I was like, okay, so Shari is Sadie. Fair enough. Okay. And this Shari is familiar and comfortable with Polyam. And she's asking all the right questions about, because now he's after the mix up with Alexis, Nova was like, you have to tell people this shit beforehand. Otherwise, you're gonna keep running into that nonsense. So now he's doing that. He's changed his ways. Shari was asking all the right questions about, you know, boundaries and rules and all this sort of stuff. At this point, we also learned they're not really trying to like form any sort of like triad, any kind of like something like that. They go on very separate dates and they have never even had like a threesome that involved the two of them. So they're not necessarily looking for a third person in the relationship. They have separate relationships. But Shari insists that he bring along his wife and a wedding photo so he can prove that this is his wife. And so she knows he's actually in a polyamorous relationship and not just cheating on his wife and lying about it. And Nova thinks this is hilarious. And she's like, can't wait to have some cocktails with this woman. It's going to be great. So even though they've always made a point to stay out of this, they're now going to meet this woman together. So obviously, like I said, Sadie and Shari are the same person. She's running late to the big date. And she sort of described how, you know, she's really into Nova, but she's also really into Hendrix. But she doesn't think Nova is on the table because Nova's married and she hasn't really said anything about being in a polyam relationship. So she doesn't really think there's anything really there that's going to happen, but she would really like to. So she's about to be in for a very happy surprise when she gets to the bar, and Hendrix is there, and she's like, where the fuck is your wife? You said your wife's gonna, and he's like, she's in the bathroom. And he calls her Novi Cat, and she's like, what? Novi Cat, what kind of nickname is that? Oh, it's short for turn around Nova. Oh my god,
surprise, surprise.
Wow. What a surprise.
Yes. Oops. So everybody's like, what? Everybody's super hot for each other, but they're sort of around it. So at this point, Hendrix and Nova think that Sadie will make a choice between the two of them. So either Nova or Hendrix. But Sadie's like, why would the sweet Lord present me with two such beautiful people if he doesn't want me to fuck both of them? That doesn't make any sense.
That's a perfectly reasonable argument.
I support that argument. Yeah. Like, why absolutely would God do this unless I was meant to bang it out with the bull?
He's got a plan, and that plan is a threesome.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Uh-huh.
Divine timing.
Yes.
Divine intervention.
So Sadie is going to leave the bar to leave them to talk through this new development because they've always dated separately. So they've never been in this kind of situation before. So she's like, maybe you should talk about it before, but not before just thoroughly kissing the shit out of both of them. And so they're like, you know what? Who needs to talk? We don't need to talk about this. Your place or ours? Like, where are we going? So Sadie's like, your place it is. So they're going to the car. First they basically about to fuck in this bar, right? So they're spaking out, pressing up on each other, and this kid in the background is like, dude, I want to be you when I grow up. And they're like, oh, we're in a public place. We should probably leave.
Do you think this is the same bar from the one with the author got her groove back? Because they order very similar margaritas.
I think that Rilzy just sort of goes to a particular bar and drinks the same kinds of things. And she goes to like the same Starbucks all the time where she writes. And so she's writing what she knows.
Yes.
Writes what she knows. That's fine.
Or it's all set in the same universe.
I would hope that the same waiter shows up too. Yeah. You know, like maybe this is like,
it's like the one through line.
Yeah, like it's always the same waiter. Like the last book, they're like getting frisky in the booth and the waiter like comes up to take their orders or something like that. Same one. He's like, not again.
What is this keep happening to me?
Rilzy, if you're listening, the final book in whatever this series should be about like the servers of this restaurant who keep running into these horny couples and then of course find love. Via this way.
Horny people.
A restaurant romance?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We all know that restaurant employees like to fuck each other.
They all sleep with each other. They all do drugs in the bathroom and they all sleep with each other. It is the unspoken rule of being a server.
Okay, well, that's how I picked up my husband, so thanks.
There you go.
Wait, were you a server?
No, he was. I was actually with him? No, we weren't working together, but he was a server at the time we met.
I feel like you should write a book then.
The server who loved me.
Aww. The server who loved me. I ordered a side of love. Next
is
to
there any
fries.
Sexier place
than Applebee's?
An Applebee's that a mid-grade fast casual dining restaurant
listen,
in central New Jersey?
Listen, Brian's eating good in that neighborhood, okay?
Right, so they're about to fuck in this bar. But then they're so horny, so they decide they're going to go to Hendrix and Nova's place. However, when they get in the car, Hendrix is driving, but Nova cannot keep her hands to herself. And Hendrix is like, don't let me stop you. You know, you do what you need to do. So Nova fingers Sadie in the back of this car and like she licks her fingers and tells Hendrix that she tastes so good. And Sadie gets off twice. Good for Sadie. And then there's like three chapters of a threesome. So it's a threesome. It's one threesome and it takes three chapters, but they're short chapters. And it's hot. It's a hot threesome. During this threesome, some things had happened. We learned that Nova has nipple rings and Sadie has a pierced clit. That's happening.
Love that.
They're like, everybody deserves to come. So everybody gets to come, oral sex for everybody. At one point, Sadie sits on Nova's face while she deep throats Hendrix. It's like a whole thing. It's all very like logistically, you have to like figure out how it goes in your head.
You get an orgasm and you get an orgasm and you get an orgasm.
At one point, there is a green vibrator, which I think is also a thing in the other one.
Wow. It's always green or pink.
Yeah. So green vibrator. We don't get to hear too much about that, but at certain point, Hendrix is fucking Sadie and then Nova is fucking herself with the green vibrator. At a certain point, Sadie's kind of sad about there being a condom, but she's like, I'll get my cream pie eventually. Just you wait. And Sadie thinks this must be destiny. I have just covered three chapters.
Sadie's doing the Lord's work.
Yes. We have now reached the point where all of my chapter summaries are like a sentence long. We'll see if I can add something into like if I remember.
Add a little pizzazz.
Yeah.
Some jazz hands.
There's a lot of talking after this. So the next day, Nova and Sadie, Hendrix is off and he's gone out running. They have a little conversation about how this feels so right. Even though it's a new dynamic, it feels so good. It feels so right. Next chapter, Hendrix is getting some breakfast burritos on his run and they have fade to black shower sex because the three of them fit in the shower.
Which is the most impressive feat of the entire book.
And their shower is in a bath. They have a bath shower combo. So that seems implausible to me.
It seems dangerous.
It seems very dangerous. I'm surprised none of them died. Nobody cracked their head open.
It's like playing Tetris, but in
the yeah.
Who's holding whose weight? Like, you're gonna slip. Someone's gonna get soap in their eyes. Someone's gonna get soap in their whatchamacallit, genitals.
Other places.
I might inhale some soap accidentally. I've done that once and it does not feel good.
Oh no.
Slip and fall, no good.
No, but they have some faith to black shower sex, and apparently I guess it's fine. The next chapter, Sadie is just talking to her best friend and just telling her about all this cute shit, like about how everything is great and they're so wonderful and I like them so much and the sex is so good and they get me just like that. So, okay. Next chapter, Hendrix and Nova are fucking and she can't quite seem to come. And then Hendrix tells her, imagine if instead of your face being pressed into this pillow, it was pressed into Sadie's pussy. And then she comes. and he's really like smug about that. And then there's some more cute stuff about, you know, how this is destiny, blah, blah, blah. Jump 6 months later. These three people are absolutely crazy in love with each other. These are three chapters where each of them is basically just talking about how they're in love, how they're so in love. Sadie is like, even though I have a premenstrual dysphoric disorder, they still love me. Even though a couple of days a month, I am fully insane depressed. They love me anyway. Like she's some sort of like she's a werewolf.
She an unlovable monster for having MDD.
What a horrific flaw in her character.
I know. She had to have something wrong with her, I guess. I guess this was the closest thing she could find. This drama that is resolved in exactly three sentences. Done. Next chapter is sort of Nova's like love. Nova's on the phone. Nova's watching her husband and Sadie fuck. And she's on the phone with her mother. Her mother's name is Ruthie. Ruthie calls her. Apparently they had taken Sadie home to Nova's family for Thanksgiving. And Nova's like, these people need to deal with their weird bullshit around sex. They'll accept me for however I am. So I'm bringing my girlfriend and my husband to Thanksgiving. And there's a great quote in there that I'll get to later. And Ruthie loves Sadie as well. Ruthie loves Sadie kind of like some more than Hendrix, honestly. Just a big old love fest. Everybody loves each other. And there's some more threesome action in there. The sex stuff is always really good, but I feel like towards the end, it sort of like tapers down a little bit. The next is Hendrix's perspective of their 6 month situation. So they get each other gifts. So Nova gets them like a thruple spa experience where she basically just like bribed this spa to take the couple's things and just make them for three people. Sadie convinces them to get matching tattoos for their 6 month anniversary, which I think is a bit early for that, but okay.
That's moving a little fast.
Yeah, I think a little bit. And Hendrix gets them a trip to St. Lucia. A little couple's vacay. So, and then the next chapter is the last chapter and they're in St. Lucia and they have another really hot threesome and Sadie gets her cream pie. And somehow it is still so sappy. It is the world's sappiest cream pie. That's the end.
Cream pies are pretty sappy.
Different definitions of sappy, I would say. Yeah, that's the end. So, like I said, lots of sex, nothing happens.
Sometimes it's good to have one of those because every once in a while we get so many dumb things happen and there's no sex.
That's true.
We hate them so much. Yeah, so this is actually pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. I think her first book that we read better, which I don't know which one came out first. I should check because that one had like a little bit more drama in it, like a little bit more plot, but the sex was really hot. It was really hot sex. So
Go Deep was published in June of 2020.
Oh, that's pretty recent.
Treble was published October of 2021.
That's even more recent. That's very recent.
I feel like this one reads like she wrote it before. I think it's just maybe because I liked the other one better. But
I liked the other one better too. But like this, again, this ex was hot.
It was really hot.
Sometimes you don't need the contrived drama that I was looking for the whole time I was reading this because I'm just so used to it being there.
That's true. It's we've just been conditioned. Yes. We've been conditioned. We can't do anything about it. Something wrong with us. A couple quotes, like all the way in the beginning, in which Nova describes her husband's dick. Her husband was cocky as hell when it came to his fucking, but Nova let him have it. He was an endowed, capable, and perceptive lover, things not all men could boast about. If Hendrix's dick was a superhero, it'd be called the Decimator, because Nova wanted to write her pussy an obituary every time he sexed her. Here lies Nova's pussy, a casualty of pleasure.
I love that.
Great day, dick.
I had that quote highlighted as well. In that same paragraph, she goes, his stamina? Sweet baby, Jesus in a manger.
At the beginning, they used the word, she used the word nut a lot. You know, he nutted his nut. And I was like, please don't do that all the time. But she doesn't. It's just in the beginning. There's a lot of that. Because I do not like that word. He nutted.
He nutted.
He nutted. No.
As hot as all of this was, the one thing that just stood out to me, and it always does when we read these types of books, is just how much work maintaining two relationships are. But at least Rilsey did address it a little bit with this paragraph from Hendrix's point of view, saying some of his friends always maintained they were jealous about him practicing non-monogamy, but he also knew most of them couldn't last in polyamorous relationships. All they saw was the sex with different people, but not the constant emotional work put into ensuring each partner felt respected, valued, and cherished. It wasn't even always about sex, but people were very rarely ready to hear that.
It's like a really like a good mature view on polyamory. Like it is like maintaining relationships with other people. It's not just about, you know, sleeping around with randos. It could be. You could sleep around with randos if you wanted to, if that's what your jam was.
It's your brand of.
Yeah, no, but they're like really about like dating people.
Yeah.
And also like with like as much as I sort of like glossed over this like this all of the like sappy lovey shit, like there's a whole bit where Hendrix likes to do puzzles and Nova doesn't like to do puzzles, but they do it anyway because it's like a couple's activity and he likes it. And then they go, I wonder if Sadie likes puzzles. And they just basically just like, because they're so like in love, they're just like, oh, it's right at the beginning and they're just so cute, and they just show up at her house and they're like, do you like puzzles? Do you want to do puzzles with us?
We want to do a puzzle.
There's a lot of just like dating stuff, you know, in there where it's like, oh, and they can make like a little like art room for her and their apartment. It's like, you know, it's cute, but also sex.
I can't believe our biggest complaint of this book is that it was too healthy.
Yeah. Doesn't happen all that often, does it?
Doesn't happen that often.
No.
And it's not even a complaint. It was just surprise.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, I don't hate it. I would be like, yeah, if you want to read some sexy stuff, definitely read this book. But also, yeah, not a lot of happens. It's fine.
Short, sexy read too. So you could read it in like, I don't know, an hour.
The read time on the thing is like two hours something. It's like, you don't need 2 hours.
You don't need to. Because if you're reading this, you can just skip to the sexy times too. And that'll, you know, expedite.
I'll read you another sexy time bit. Sadie barely registered Nova moving, allowing Hendrix the space to pivot Sadie's body so she was lying flat on her back with his dick still cocooned in her. She did register the slight hum of the vibrator, though. She turned her head to the left, watching Nova slide the vibrator along her slit before pushing it inside, and that was the last thing she registered. Hendrix slid out of her so he could rise to his knees before planting one foot on the bed and raising her leg to his shoulder, and then he fucked her. Fucked her. He fucked her until tears came to her eyes. He fucked her until she couldn't even scream. She just opened and closed her mouth with no sounds coming out. She could barely breathe. He fucked her until her body shook. Fucked her until he snatched the wig she wasn't even wearing. But it was when Nova moaned, "You look so fucking good handling my dick like a champ," that the three of them lost it.
That was a good one. Everyone beautiful. Likes to be fucked that good every once in a while, you know? It's good. Mm-hmm. Also like the quote, Sadie took him down like she wanted his dick to disappear in her esophagus. That was a fun one.
I found that quote when they take Sadie to Thanksgiving and her Aunt Cheryl's being a little bitch about it, about like the sanctity of marriage. And her mom, so Nova's mom says, she's their partner, Cheryl. Keep up, Ruthlyn drawled. If you want to be concerned about the sanctity of marriage, you should be concerned about the sanctity of the marriage of the man your daughter couldn't stop spreading her legs for even after his wife pulled off her wig down on Fordham Road.
Burn, mom!
Damn, Ruthie.
Savage.
I want to read that book.
Yeah, mind right, your business.
Right? I'm gonna sit with Ruthie and be like, tell me all the tea.
I want to hear the rest of the story.
Ruthie hangs out in that one bar where everyone's getting horny so she can get her tea,
where she gets all her stories from.
Ruthie is Lady Whistledown.
All right, so overall, ladies, how wet did Rilzy make you this second time around?
Perfectly reasonable amount of moisture. Just like a regular Tuesday afternoon wetness.
The most average of wetnesses.
It was perfectly adequate.
I feel like four margaritas worth. Like the amount of liquid in four decent margaritas, you know? And like a good one, like a guava margarita.
Oh, you know? I love guava.
Ooh, a guava have you ever had like a blood orange margarita?
Yes. No, mm-hmm. Delicious.
So good.
If I were going to compare it to margaritas, I would say like a really delicious blood orange margarita.
I'm a big fan of cucumber margaritas.
Never had a cucumber margarita. Oh, that sounds
I like so refreshing.
A cucumber marg on like a hot summer day.
Yeah. Oh, it's so nice.
Beautiful.
Refreshing.
Yeah. Passion fruit's pretty darn refreshing. Good too.
Yeah, passion fruit's always good. That was one of my favorite things. When I was in Philly, one of my friends and I, we would day drink on a Wednesday because it was our day where we didn't have much the next day at Cantina at Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
And just like drink pitchers of frozen margaritas.
I was at Caballito's yesterday afternoon just drinking a pitcher of that guava margarita. Delicious. So good.
What I do every Monday, I go to Loco Pez with some people and we drink a bunch of blood orange margaritas.
I had a lot to drink yesterday, but there were no margaritas. I went to my cousin's and he just went, I'm gonna make you like seven different kinds of cocktails with the random alcohols I have laying around. I'm like, all right,
perfect,
delicious, but no margaritas.
This is so random. This is a LaCroix with peach sake in it because it just happened to be what I have lying around.
Interesting. I just have white wine in my penis tumbler. Here.
I love that. I hope it's filled to the brim.
It's a pretty decent cup of wine.
Good. Good.
Ice cubes and everything.
Oh,
really, really classy.
So mom wine right there.
Uh-huh.
I'm as wet as Amanda's tumbler of mom wine with ice cubes in it. That is my reasonable amount of wetness. Ladies, I wanted to normally. Now I would ask you if you want to play a game of Would You Rather, but nothing really gross or dramatic happened here. So instead of Would You Rather, I'm going to play an inaugural Kinky Ladies book club game of Marry, Fuck, Kill with Hendrix, Nova, and Sadie. Who'd you marry? Who'd you just have a one night stand with? And which one of them would you murder? You could probably recruit at least one of the others to hide the body.
This is hard because there's nothing wrong with any of them.
Nothing wrong with any of them.
I'm gonna fuck Hendrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we know he's got really good dick game.
Yeah.
And I am, unfortunately, mostly straight. But I feel like being married to a woman sounds fine.
Which one?
I would marry Nova. Because I like her mom a lot. So sorry, Sadie. Her mom seems great. So I would marry her for the mom.
That's a very good point.
I'm going to marry you for your mom.
Yeah. And then Sadie just dies by like default. Sorry, Sadie, you seem nice.
That's true. I can't take Ruthie's daughter away.
Because she'd come after us.
That's true.
She would.
Yeah. They like Ruthie knows people. You will die.
Her people got people. To
agree with that.
I'm torn. Like, regardless, I'm sorry, Sadie, but you're gonna die. But I'm like, there's nothing wrong with you. I prefer the other two. Like, Hendrik's dick game is real strong, so. But he also is really hella supportive and like loyal and shit. And he gets like food and yeah. So Hendrix and Nova, I'm really torn between which one I would marry.
The only reason I would marry Hendrix is because I also very much enjoy puzzles. But
that's again, true. I do like Ruthie. Puzzles. So.
We could have sex and do a puzzle. There's no rules that say we can't.
Yeah.
Making puzzles.
And like if I married Hendrix, I'd get the dick all the time and not just that one time.
So I'd probably marry Hendrix.
You're right.
Yeah, I'd probably marry Hendrix too. I'm definitely sparing Nova's life. I can't do that to Ruthie. Sounds kind of a fun night with Nova and her vibrator. Sounds great.
We know she's very adept at fingering.
Yeah.
As well. She eats a lot of pussy.
She does eat a lot of pussy.
So beautiful. She seems great at that.
One of my favorite personality traits in a person.
It is. It's a good one.
I'll put that on my dating profile. Mandatory. Must love dogs. And must love eating pussy. And chill with polyamory.
A pussy connoisseur. A sommelier.
Of the pussy.
Of the pussy.
Yes.
Must love all kinds of cats.
Taking Novi Cat to a whole new level.
Meow.
Next time on the Kinky Ladies podcast, we will be reading Priceless, a dark college romance by Miranda Silver. I stay away. I touch myself thinking of him. When I finally seek out Patrick Carruthers, he has a proposition. Mind games, humiliation, control, schedules, him, me. I think you're going to be the perfect playmate. Thank you for listening. If the Kinky Ladies turned you on, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Check out our social media, Kinky Ladies Book Club on Facebook, Kinky Ladies Podcast on Instagram, and on Twitter at Kinky Ladies Pod. You can also email us at kinkyladiespodcast@gmail.com. But remember, we want book suggestions. Not dick pics.